corresponding to the readings assigned for today, in the immortal words of Dana Carvey's The Church Lady of some years ago on Saturday Night Live, well, isn't that special? Listening to Ecclesiastes, you who are toiling with summer grief, or those of us toiling in lots of other ways as well, what does a man get for all the toil and anxious striving with which he labors under the sun? All his days, his work, his pain and grief. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This too is meaningless. It is meaningless in part if you read this whole business, because it doesn't last. And for the writer, my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. How in the world does this inspired word of God help us with such dreary, pessimistic, depressing, and outrageous reality? Well, first off, the writer is right. All could be, and perhaps is, chasing after the wind. It is kind of important to recognize this as human beings. We are mortal, and life and all in it are essentially transient. Eating, drinking, and work, specifically named in the readings, come and go. This is a very, very nice Chardonnay. It comes from our son's father-in-law's vineyard. He's part owner of of White Oak, which is in the not Napa, north of San Francisco. For a Chardonnay, deference to Dr. Veltz, by the way, who is ABC, anything but Chardonnay. It's wonderful. It will be consumed. Its pleasure is transient, though, and it won't last. I wish its pleasure, because it's a really good Chardonnay, would last forever. It doesn't. Does that make it hard to enjoy knowing that the pleasure stops? The problem here is not seeing the reality of human life, making more of something human than it actually is, and kind of divinizing a human thing to sort of a, this should solve all kinds of stuff for me. Happens all the time. Once I'm ordained, my depression will be over. When I get married, my porn temptation and use will stop. When I win the lottery, I'll be financially stable. I'll get along better with people when I'm a pastor or a deaconess or a professor, because they will respect me then. And it doesn't happen. And that's disillusioning. Indeed, indeed, it is like chasing the wind. When we elevate something that is human to be more than it actually is, to give us more than than it as a human reality can give us. And when we discover that that's chasing in the wind, then we're in trouble. Spiritually, interpersonally, individually. And for the Ecclesiastes writer, despair is the response. And it is one response. Disenchantment with this disappointment in what we have built up to be, that which saves us and changes us in our lives. And when it doesn't really work, it sucks the energy out of optimism and hope and delight. How can I possibly enjoy the Chardonnay when the pleasure goes away? Cynicism, unhappiness, gnarly attitudes grow. Despair underlies it all, as the Ecclesiastes writer knows, who says, "So I hated life." There are other responses, though, as we recognize the transient nature of all things human. Ecclesiastes, a man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This, too, I see from the hand of God. For without God, who can eat or find enjoyment? Indeed, enjoyment is to be found in the things of this world as we live in this world and recognize in it all being a hand of God. God's presence changes all of our relationship to things of this world. Putting created things in their appropriate place as gifts of God, from the hand of God, and blessings for our use and the use of others, putting them in their place, not expecting more from them than human can find, allows us to enjoy more fully the gift, because the gift is received in the recognition of being a hand from the hand of God and God's presence in Jesus with us. I can seize more of the joy of the present moment, even when I know it won't last, when I receive it in the present as from the hand of God. I can engage people more vigorously, even when I know that the relationship will eventually end, when I can appreciate and even cherish the relationship as from the hand of God. The present, even though I know I will die, living as a human on earth is in fact a transitory experience. I can live it, though, because life itself is from the hand of God. There is one more reality that the Ecclesiastes writer might have anticipated, but that we know. Our relationship with the Messiah, Jesus, is not transitory. That Jesus fulfills his promise, "I am with you always, even until the end of the age," means that what is in life is from the hand of God and paired with Jesus being present alongside of me and alongside of you. What is in your life as a human is always paired with the reality of the presence of Jesus, the hand of God, in your reality and in your life. And that will make this Chardonnay even more wonderful, because it's drunk in the hands, as a hand from the hand of God, with Jesus at my side, in the context of people who care and love me. Yet there is a better wine today from the hand of God. Jesus himself, as host, as drink, and as food. enjoy.